Time again for Checkoff Chats, a program brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff dollars and, of course, dairy producers. That means you as well. You can find more at beeftips.com. Of course, Wisconsin Beef Council spearheading the efforts for Checkoff Chats, along with our partners from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Check out equitycoop.com. Find out about their marketing schedule and all the tools they've got available to you to make the most of these pretty healthy marketing times for beef, that's for sure. Let's talk now with Tammy Voshin. She's the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council in studio with us. And we're kind of taking a look at several different programs that Wisconsin Beef Council has been involved with. Let's start off first with your unique partnership with our 4-H'ers. 4-H is such an integral part of so many of our rural communities, and Wisconsin Beef Council kind of wants to give those Clover kids an extra shot at promotion, huh?
We certainly do, Pam. As you know, we look at the opportunities that county fairs and the state fair presents to be able to reach our consumer out there today, and the interactions that our 4-H livestock exhibitors have with those individuals. We've created a display contest in partnership with the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation so that club members, 4-H club members, can utilize some of the resources that we have, whether that be handouts or facts, to create a display to really elevate that overall experience that fairgoers have as they're walking through the barns.
Boy, and it's a perfect opportunity. I mean, especially now, I've witnessed it myself. When you go to, for example, youth livestock auctions or just walking around the barn, people are so disconnected with the price they're paying at the grocery store for beef and what we're selling them for as far as youth livestock projects sometimes. So more and more dialogue happening, I can see. Sometimes, like you said, the kids may or may not be prepared with answers.
Right. And that's part of the other piece of it here is that, you know, we're really tuned in and kids know how to take care of those animals and do a fantastic job. But being able to communicate that to the consumer as well as, you know, how those projects do turn into meat for our tables. So that whole piece of it, really, the contest offers three different categories. So one is about how beef is raised, but then the other two are more so how it can fit into our lifestyles, and how it can benefit us on a daily basis. So, giving those kids the opportunity to dig deeper and learn more and then pass that on to our consumer.
Again, 4-H leaders, make sure that you're paying attention to this. You beef superintendents, anybody that's still got some showing ahead of them, and you can always find resource materials available at beeftips.com. What tab, or is it right on the home page, Tammy?
If they go to our Cattleman's Corner page, they'll be able to click on the monthly checkoff updates, and that's where they'll be able to find more information about the contest and how to enter it.
And be sure, you know, if you're doing this, kids, families, send us a picture as well. We'd love to share your message across Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. That's simple enough to do. Just message me via the website or on Facebook, and we're happy to promote those projects, those pictures, those messages that you're sharing with the fair consumers that might not understand your project. Again, beeftips.com, Cattleman's Corner, and again, the monthly updates where you'll find those resources. It's not the only thing you've had going on, though, Tammy. There are also continuing education opportunities for the beef producers that are out there raising those animals. We have to work every day to keep the confidence of our consumers, keep the confidence of our processors, our end users, etc. And Beef Quality Assurance, BQA for short, Beef Quality Assurance has been doing that for years. Remind us what's been going on this year as far as continuing education efforts, or maybe, I guess, updating us?
Right. So the Beef Quality Assurance Program is funded through our producer's investment into the Beef Checkoff. And it's organized nationally. The content in all of the resources are organized nationally, but it's implemented locally. So here within Wisconsin, we, of course, partner with the Division of Extension. We have Bill Halfman and Sandy Stutchen, along with the Wisconsin Beef Council, that really helped to implement the program here across the state. So there has been nationally an effort to create more opportunities rather than just renewing your certification every 3 years when it's due to expire. They've created some online content. So if you already have your certification, you can go online to bqa.org and kind of work through over that 3 year time frame, earning continuing ed credits. And there's a number of different topics that they have on there. You only have to earn 3 credits, but it's subjects like biosecurity, herd health, those types of areas that, again, instead of having to do it all at one time or in that at the end of the 3 years, you can kind of work through that in the winter months when you've got a little more downtime.
Right. Yeah. And I do want to remind folks that may be relatively new to the beef industry. Maybe you transitioned out of dairy. Now you're full on into beef. Remember, to be able to market animals, for example, through the equity sales barn, you need to be a part of the beef quality assurance program. They just like to make sure that they've got some assurances on how the animals were held, taken care of, raised, and that they in turn share with the buyers that are at the yard, which should hopefully get you a better price for that. So it's kind of a very nice network of information. And like Tammy said, instead of just wringing your hands and waiting for it at the end, get involved. What was that website again?
It's bqa.org. And also just remind folks too that there's a couple of other programs out there. Like if you're not specific to the beef industry, say if you are a dairy farmer and you've got your certification in the National Dairy Farm Program, that's a BQA equivalent. So not that attending a BQA program wouldn't be beneficial, but farm is an equivalent. There was a new program also introduced here within the last year that's for our calf raisers. So for calf ranches that are out there, it's the calf quality assurance, calf care quality assurance program. And if you're interested in more information on that, you can go to calfcareqa.org.
That's a good one. It's a good one. It all makes sense. The acronym, but saying it is another thing. So again, for you consumers that are listening here at Checkoff Chat, the bottom line is rest assured that producers have many different avenues of education available to them so that they can prove to you as well as meat processors that they're doing it right when it comes to raising quality animals and bringing it straight across the counter to you in your home. Again, BQA.org is the opportunity to kind of take it munch by munch. There are still face-to-face opportunities that are going on from time to time across the state. Best way to stay engaged in that is just go to beeftips.com and kind of monitor things there. And like we said, for you dairy producers that suddenly are finding enhanced value for that beef cross Holstein that you're dealing with, remember, if you're involved in the farm program, that too will help you get involved. Good deal. Busy summer. And now a few moments to just recap some of the educational opportunities out there, and of course, working with the Clover Kids. Tammy Vossen in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, available online, beeftips.com. And don't forget, for you 4-H leaders, parents, club leaders, if you want to get involved in that poster contest, beeftips.com. Go to Cattleman's Corner and the monthly update for your resources. All in one spot. Tammy Vossen along with us on this edition of Checkoff Chats.